Yesterday's primary results show State Senator Pramila Jayapal in the lead to be the next person to represent the Seattle area in Congress. The 7th Congressional District seat is being vacated by longtime Representative Jim McDermott. It's not clear yet who her opponent will be. King County Councilmember Joe McDermott and State Legislator Brady Walkinshaw are in a dead heat for the second spot. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has the latest.
Pramila Jayapal is a state senator who came into the public eye as an activist with the group One America. There, she worked on issues like immigration reform and raising the minimum wage in Seattle. Speaking from the stage at Hales Palladium in Ballard Tuesday night, Jayapal said she'll pursue the same progressive issues if she's elected to Congress in November.
It's about leading the way to ensure that the federal government invests again right here in the 7th Congressional District in transit, in affordable housing, in mental health, that we recommit to ending homelessness and the opportunity gap in our public schools, to making college debt-free.
Her campaign says Jayapal raised $1.5 million, the most of any candidate in this race. She got contributions from organized labor and independent support from a super PAC affiliated with abortion rights nonprofit Emily's List. Bernie Sanders also endorsed her last spring and raised money on her behalf. But she says it's been a tough race against Joe McDermott, who's no relation to the retiring congressman. Jayapal says McDermott had a commanding lead in April, which she managed to shrink to a 5-point lead by mid-July.
But we still were behind, so we did not expect this result. But this result is pretty phenomenal.
Jayapal says she's feeling good about the progress she was able to make by primary night. She has 38% of the vote in the initial tally, while McDermott and Walkinshaw each have about 21% of the vote so far. McDermott leads Walkinshaw by almost 600 votes. Speaking to supporters in his West Seattle neighborhood, McDermott talked about his years in the state legislature and now on the King County Council, and he said he's committed to campaign finance reform as his top priority if he's elected.
We cannot tackle our nation's problems like immigration reform, climate change, and gun violence until we reform the way our campaigns are financed and run in this country.
During the primary, McDermott criticized Jayapal's willingness to allow independent spending on her behalf. It was one of the few ways these candidates differed on the issues, and the one negative note in an otherwise positive campaign so far. Now, McDermott says he hopes to face Jayapal in the general election.
I feel good about the message we've talked about, the progressive results that I've been achieving for the last 15 years, and based on the numbers, would hope to be talking about those same successes through the next 98 days of the campaign.
But State Representative Brady Walkinshaw, the third possibility for the 7th District, says he's hoping to overtake McDermott as more votes are counted this week. The top two vote-getters will move on to the November election.
We're still the underdogs, and I believe we're going to pull this thing off. I mean, we are in a strong place. I think our momentum has really crested over the last 2 weeks, and I'm excited about where we're going to wind up.
Walkinshaw celebrated his primary returns at the Comet Tavern on Capitol Hill. His voice hoarse from campaigning, Walkinshaw told supporters he will continue to talk about climate change, the issue that he says prompted him to run for Congress.
Because if we don't address climate change and climate justice, the future of our planet's not going to be the one we want to live in. So let's fight for climate change.
There were 9 candidates total on the primary ballot. The two Republicans, Scott Sutherland and Craig Keller, did better in Snohomish County than in King. But in both counties, it was progressive Democrats in the top 3 places so far. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.